It is great to have you on Interview with an Artist.
Thank you.
My first question for you is, have you always been creative?
Kind of, yes. I very, very early, I started pretty much straight out of school and I studied fashion design, which I didn't complete the course because it just became apparent that while I was kind of technically okay, I didn't have much design experience. So I let that slide and then I went off and did a lot of other things. I've always put things together. I used to make furniture, and in terms of actual artwork, it probably didn't start till about 15 years ago. I think it was 2014. I was helping out some friends who were doing the decorations for the centenary dinner at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, which is their big fundraiser. And their idea was to just get, I think it was their crystal anniversary or something. Anyway, they were going to get a whole pile of old op shop glass and crystal and make them into centerpieces. And I was like, that sounds like fun. So I managed to insert myself right in the middle of that because we had a space where we could do it. And I ended up making about, I think I made 25 of them for the dinner. And they went really well. And then they were then shown at another benefactors group summer party where they were all sold as a fundraiser. So that was, I mean, A, it was incredibly gratifying, but B, it was an enormous amount of fun. And I just thought, gosh, I really like this. And then I was doing the centerpieces, you know, which were loosely based on the Victorian centerpieces, the epigene or whatever they call them.
When I saw your pieces in the window, I thought, gosh, they're so beautiful, but they're also kind of fun. And I don't know whether it's because it's the colours that you choose. This is particularly in the memory stick pieces that I saw. Yeah. So they're kind of, it's like three or four vintage crystal pieces kind of stuck together, or painted first and then stuck together. Is that correct?
When I'm making them, I get the form sorted out first so that then I'm happy with the composition. And then I have to pick the colours and then I paint them and then I assemble them and make them permanent. They're called memory sticks because almost everything that I do is about memory and in some way or another. Like the toys are always about, like the Meccano, and that was about a child of a certain vintage, you really wanted a big Meccano set.
Yeah, we had Meccano growing up.
chances are your parents could never afford the one that you wanted. So, yes. And then there's a moment when you have to actually sort of put it away because you're expected to grow up. And what I like with them, with that sort of work, I reassemble them in a way that's hopefully contemporary and has, you know, like it has its own merit standing there. You know, you can look at it and go, well, that's a really nice sculpture. Also, you kind of have that connection to when you were a kid, and it just reminds you of, you know, when a box of toys was your entire world and you could create anything from them. With the memory sticks, the crystal pieces, my mum, we weren't particularly, you know, money was an issue, you know, there wasn't a lot of it, but she had a few absolute treasures. She had some antiques. And she had a beautiful crystal light that was her reading light in bed. And she also had on her dressing table, she had a crystal kind of makeup set where she kept cotton buds and her rings and things. And it was always something really special. And I started reflecting on, Mum especially had a set of, I called them the grand old dames. They were these wonderful women who, you know, she adored, and they had a fabulous relationship. And the family parties used to just blow my mind because there would be considerable amounts of gin involved, piano playing, and hopefully in an ideal world, there would be dancing on the tables. They were just these wonderful women. And when I was doing the sticks, I just sort of, then the crystal, when my parents passed, the crystal kind of, everybody was like, well, what do we want to do with this? And, oh, I don't really want it. And I started reflecting on how so much of it, you'd speak to people and they'd say, oh, I've got so much of that my aunt left me, or and I don't know what to do with it. And so I started thinking, well, hang on a minute, I started working with it. And then I thought, well, maybe I can turn it into an honouring of those wonderful women. So that's what the memory sticks are. And I give them names like Dulcie and Mavis and Beryl, so that ideally you look at them and you think about your favourite aunt or your gran or something.
When my father passed away and we were cleaning out the house, there was all their wedding crystal there. And so I have, I was looking over your pieces again, I have crystal vases and crystal cups, and we actually just use them. We use them as everyday cups because otherwise they're never going to be used.
That's so great, because so much of it was best. And best, you know, it used to come out maybe once every 2 or 3 years or never. And then, you know, they go, what do you do with it? So what I endeavour to achieve with the, certainly with the memory sticks, I mean, and the champagne tables, is just to enable people to have them in their homes in a way that is contemporary, but also can remind them about people that they knew and loved or even didn't love.
Yeah.
Because there was the old crotchety aunt that everybody used to hide from.
There's always one, yeah. Right? There's always one. What's your best op shop?
I've got a couple of circuits, and it just depends, because you know, you can go to one week and it'll just be a treasure trove and the prices will be good. And then you can go a few weeks later and they've got somebody, you know, on the pricing gun, and it's all in triple figures. And you just go, oh dear, you know, this is just crazy pricing.
No, you're like, I need Margaret from last week, who was pricing everything at like $10 and $15.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes, and I understand it, they, you know, they remember the crystal from when it was wedding presents and when it was really, it had a real cachet and it was expensive, and they price it accordingly. But unfortunately, if I'm using 6 or 8 pieces in an assemblage, it's unaffordable.
Edward, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure.